Summit Land Conservancy Director Cheryl Fox says the permanent preservation of several pieces of land has come through thanks to some fundraising efforts. One of those is a 53-acre parcel along Reisner Ridge in Park Meadows.
We had to raise $48,000, and I'm happy to report today that we have successfully raised that money. So we're in the final stages of negotiating the conservation easement with Park City Municipal. COSAC, at its last meeting, gave final approval for that easement. So we hope that we can get that signed and finished before the end of this year. This is an easement that protects the recreational access, the view shed, and is managed to enhance the wildlife on the property.
Also, a piece of land in Wanship will be preserved thanks to Summit Lands. The property, known as the Stoner Dog Holler Organic Ranch, says Fox, is part of the Weber River Watershed Initiative.
The Weber River is perhaps the most critical and most threatened natural resource in northern Utah because of its watershed. The agricultural properties that line its banks are critical to the rural neighborhoods in eastern Summit County. So we've been working with a number of farmers and ranchers that within the watershed. And the Stoner's property isn't right on the Weber, but it's on one of the tributaries. It's on Cottonwood Creek, which is a perennial creek which flows through their property. So we're very excited about this property.
Fox says Summit Lands has received a number of individual donations, but also has been the recipient of some larger grants.
When people donate to the Summit Land Conservancy and join us as members, they can always choose to say, I want this money to go to a certain project. Many times they just make a donation that's unrestricted. But that's what these donations do. This really is that's how we are able to get these projects finished. You know, it's a tremendous amount of work. As I said, the Stoners came to us in 2010. It takes years and years of work and staff time and grant writing and all this kind of stuff. So the big donations are often the ones that kind of get a lot of the headlines and are very excited. And obviously we need those because preserving land is an expensive proposition.
In 2014, the Summit Land Conservancy hopes to finalize the preservation of another parcel right in the middle of Park City.
We have some exciting work that we're doing, again, along the Weber River, and we hope to be able to announce some of those things early in the coming year. We are continuing to work with Park City Municipal on another conservation easement project, which is the Gamble Oak project up above the area and behind the April Mountain neighborhoods. That's about 215 acres. So again, COSAC has given approval for that project to go forward. So we'll be working with the city and hopefully can close that in the early months of 2014.
That's Cheryl Fox, Executive Director of the Summit Land Conservancy. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.